The topic is about the win-win game. So, what is the win-win game about? Very simply, it is about starting the whole process of evolution with acceptance, specifically self-acceptance. And then we will get into with the part two, engaging with life in an also called participation in life. And when you participate, and the more you participate, the more you engage in life, the more insights that you have, the more realizations that you have. And the more realizations that you have, the more that you realize that you are, in fact, the source of your experience. So let's get right into it. So, part one of four, self-acceptance. Okay. So, first question that I have very simply for you is, are you in pursuit of happiness or are you expressing your inner joy? See, if you already have inner joy, you won't have to pursue being happy. So, this journey that I've been on for the last 35 years has got me a long time ago to inner joy. And I've been living my life from this place of inner joy. I haven't been pursuing happiness because I'm already happy. You see? So, if you're in pursuing happiness, if you're pursuing that, it's like you are not there. So, think about that for a little while and then. Remember that the moment our imagination creates a story that's different or a narrative that's different from reality, this is this first step towards madness. It will drive you crazy. You will end up at the, therapist office. You will end up having arguments. You will end up self-defeating yourself. You will end up going from one program to the next, to the next, to the next. And getting absolutely nowhere. So the imagination is what creates all the problems. You see, we have an amazing imagination. The experience of happiness, sadness, love, hate, boredom, enthusiasm is within us. It's right in here, right? And it's 100% under our control. Nobody else has control over our feelings, our emotions, anything like that. So if you're not understanding that, you need to, that's the first thing you need to understand. When you're pursuing happiness, we destroy everything in our path to get happiness. Yet we never get it because we've destroyed everything. You see, so again, arguments, you have being right. You have all these different things that are going on in your life, and you get absolutely nowhere. So, I'm going to show you the way. Okay. So, we can make anything up. You can make up being happy. You could make up being joyful. You can make up feeling wonderful and blissful. So, why not make it up to be blissful? Why not? Because we have that ability. If you have a choice, which you do, would you prefer to be upset and angry all the time or blissful and happy and joyful? You would choose to be blissful, happy, and joyful. I know, because you're a human being. And when we experience inner joy and we express our inner joy, we no longer have a pursuit. So we can just be blissed out and ecstatic. Okay, does that make sense? So, there's another game to play in life, okay? It's a global game, the global game, becoming a planetary citizen. Instead of being feeling that you're this little tiny person, no, we are part of this amazing, gigantic thing called universe, and we are a little tiny speck, but we're still part of this big thing. So, the first step to moving into this next level of evolution is acceptance, to have no judgments. Can you even imagine not having judgments? Most people cannot. Now, yeah, they're going to creep in, but see, remember, when you're 100% in control of the judgments, you don't have to put a charge on it. You don't have to put a judgment on the judgments. Just let it be a thought. Okay, wow, that was interesting. I just had judgments about that person. I just had judgments about that. Okay, so what? Get on with your life. You see, you're in charge. You're making it all up. How many of you judge people? You do. How many of you judge yourself? You do. How many of you are very opinionated? You are. How many of you are critical? You are. And all you have to do is take a look. But it doesn't have to be that way. See, acceptance is a two-part process. What that means is allowing things, your life, yourself, other people, your career, your money, your house, all your relationships, everything, right? To be the way that it is, to be the way that they are, and the way that they're not. See, people miss out on that second part. Oh, I accept everything for what it is. What about for what it's not? So you have to think a little bit deeper. You have to put yourself into a different state of mind, a different way of thinking, a different curiosity about life, to be hungry for knowledge. How do you do that? You begin by looking at things like your cell phone, right? Look at that thing instead of saying, oh, this is my phone. Look at it and say, oh my God, the technology that has gone into this and the man hours and the woman hours that have gone into that. When you look at a leaf, when you look at the sky, be in awe, be in curiosity mode about it, right? So you allow things to be the way that they are and the way that they're not. That's the first step. That's acceptance. Instead of always, you know, wanting things to be different or desiring the greener grass, how about going with the flow? How about letting things be? It's really that simple. Any situation is the way that it is, and it's the way that it's not. And the Beatles said it, let it be. See, as long as you're judging things, as long as you're being critical, as long as you're being opinionated, you are not being accepting. So my experience, 100% my experience, and millions of others in the world, I know that when they got into a state of acceptance, it's like that was the foot on the first stepping stone. You can't get to the next one till you step on this one. So you really have to work on yourself, and I'm going to show you the way. See, it doesn't matter how many opinions you have. Life doesn't care, because the most important thing, the purpose for life, is to live. It's not about love. That's a whole different topic. But it's about living, and we only have so much time. So life doesn't care about your opinion, especially if it's a negative or critical opinion about yourself or about other people. Life doesn't care. A tree doesn't care. The dog doesn't care. Nobody cares. Except when you're critical, you're the only one that experiences being critical. Rocks are hard. Water is wet. Fire is hot. Like it or not. That's acceptance. Because are rocks hard? They are. Can you do anything about it? No. Is water wet? Yes. Can you do anything about it? No. Is fire hot? Yes. Can you do anything about it? No. You see, like it or not, life is the way that it is, and life is not the way that it's not. Let it be. So how about this one? Rocks are hard, water is wet, and we're all going to die. What about who said getting old is bad? You see, life is terminal. We are not immortals. When we forget we are living a mortal life, we will have a miserable life, right? When we forget, I mean, we're not immortal. When we forget that we have a mortal life, we will have a miserable life. Because if you're not remembering this all the time, that every second that goes by, that's your life. That's your life force going by, and you can't stop it. It's impossible to stop it. You go to sleep, it continues. Time continues to go by. You go out, you drink, you go to a party, you make love, you do whatever you do. It's ticking away. Ticking away that make up the moments of a dull day. Pink Floyd, right? When we see how precious we all are, when you look at people, especially babies, it's so easy to see in little babies because they're so innocently happy. But you get an adult that's been programmed and conditioned and all that stuff, it's easy to be critical. But when you begin to see really how innocent they are, that they've been programmed to be miserable or to not enjoy their life or to not enjoy their job, when you begin to see that, then you have some compassion for them, then you can see how precious life really is. And you know how amazing the cosmos is. We're like I said, we're a speck, a speck in this gigantic universe. You know, if this Earth disappeared tomorrow, the whole universe in its like vastness wouldn't even blink. They wouldn't even notice. Now think about who you are on this planet. When somebody dies, there's about, a couple hundred people, and maybe somebody that got famous that knew that you die. So you see, life is not significant, but life is could be profound in your experience if you want it to be. So begin to look at the world in wonder. You know, we have to stay conscious that we are not immortal. We have to stay conscious of that all the time. Death is our ally. Death is our friend. Death is our reminder to live. That's what this is about. So look at all the things that are being done, for example, to stop the aging process. The makeup, it's all about the look. For what? You see, people are about the look when they're trying to slow down their aging process. Why? Because they don't want to die. But the truth is, you're going to die. I'm going to die. All your family members are going to die. We're all going to die. Not that other people are going to die. We think that other people die, not us. That's not true. We need to let it sink in that we're going to die so that we get into urgency about living our life in an amazing way. So what we do instead is we put on this act that everything's okay. And then when everything's not okay, then we get upset. And when we get upset, we begin to become critical, and then we become judgmental. They're getting in my way. They're messing up my life. That's bullshit. You're messing up your own life. That's just the way that it is. So what are we really covering up? Our lies. Our lies about who we are. Our lies about who we pretend to be. And I talked about that in the lose-lose game a lot. And in my latest book, Ultimate Game, Self-Deception. Get the book, read it. Read it carefully, read it slowly, let it sink in. You see, the truth will set you free. When you begin, if you want true freedom, you have to begin to tell the truth about who you are and your life and what's really going on. And you don't need to tell the truth to other people. Yeah, we need to do that because that's about relationships. But mostly, it's about telling the truth to ourself, being true to ourself. Very important. So the first step is to stop being judgmental, to stop being critical, and stop being negative toward yourself and other people. So to become accepting. So let's take a look, right? So acceptance, like I said, is allowing ourselves, other things, our life, to be the way that they are, who we are and who we aren't. Okay? It's a two-part process. So there's always a payoff, because if there wasn't a payoff, we wouldn't do the things that we do. So if you became a 100% self-accepting person, self-accepting of yourself and of other people, what would the payoff be? Think about that for a second. You're totally 100% accepting of yourself and other people. You know, it's a whole lot easier to become to become accepting of other people. Yeah, they did that. Yeah, I know they didn't mean it, blah, 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 blah. But yourself, Are you willing to forgive yourself and allow yourself to be the kind of that person that did that rotten thing and to be okay with it? You see, there's a payoff. The payoff is stress goes away, completely gone. You become an accepting person. Your anger melts. You become an accepting person. The resentments dissolve. No more. They go away. You become an accepting person. Your judgments vanish because you begin to look at people and yourself in the mirror like, oh, okay, I am the way that I am. They are the way that they're not. My life is the way that it is and the way that it's not. And I am powerful and I can change it with my new awareness. When you become accepting, you begin to trust yourself and you begin to trust other people. When you're accepting, you can create amazing relationships because now you're not looking for the critical things in other people. You're looking for the amazing things in them. When you're an accepting person, when you're accepting, happiness comes, joy comes, ecstasy comes. It becomes your normal experience instead of turmoil, instead of angst, instead of, always something, that's tense inside you. All that goes away and you begin to feel happy all the time just by being an accepting person. You can see people's greatness. You can let go of the past and the future and just be here now. That's such a fallacy. Oh, be present. You can only be present. It's impossible to throw yourself back in the past or throw yourself back in the future. You can't. If you can do that, tell me and we'll make gajillions of dollars together. But you can't. You can only live right now. And if those moments of time are not happy moments, what's the point? The purpose is to live your life and have an amazing life. That's it. You're missing the point if you're not doing that. You can create opportunities. There's opportunities everywhere. People love to work with happy, joyful people who have insights, who want to make a contribution, who aren't the problem. You see, when you're the problem inside you, that's a problem. So don't ever be the problem in you. Always be the solution. Always be the finder of solutions. Okay? See life as a gift, not as a chore. You see? So, what's the ripoff? So if you become an accepting person, you're accepting of everything, everyone, all your situations, what's the ripoff? What do you think? Well, there is none. You see? You always win. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want to win? Don't you want other people to win? Don't you want your parents, your children, your neighbors, your friends, the whole world? Don't you want everybody to win? So if everyone was accepting, they would have all these things on this list over here, right? And there would be no ripoff. So acceptance, very powerful. So if you enjoyed this, please like it. You want to see more? We want to get notified when there's another video available or another audio. Subscribe, please share it and make your comments. I get notifications when there's a comment, so I will read them and I will see you next time. Bye bye for now.